crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We're going to talk local baseball because the American Legion season, it is off and rolling. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion squad in here setting up the season. Since that point, Price has played in four league games. They suffered four straight losses to St. George and Vernal. And joining us right now to talk about it, we do have Coach Ellington. Coach, great as always to get you in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan, for having me come in. You know, it's always a pleasure to come into your studio and visit with you. You know, you're such an icon here in the community for our sports, and just can't say enough praises to you, and thank you for that. And another thing I want to, you know, we've had a great fan base so far already this year, and I want to thank those folks out there that come out and the parents support and watch our games and everything. And I've had several people come up to me and say, you know, you guys got a great little baseball team, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, we've suffered a good loss against St. George, I think 15-1 and 15-0, or it might be 15-0 in both games. But, you know, other than that, there were some good things that went on in the game. You know, we play with those guys for an inning or two, and then we'll have a few errors. The kids kind of get a little discouraged, you know. So I'm really not worried about the scores. And we come in, Vernal rolls into town. What a great team they have, which is no excuses for our loss. Vernal comes in, they take it to us the first game, I believe 16-3. We played with those guys pretty well for, I think, an inning and a half or two or whatever. And then the second game was 22-0. But, you know, in spite of all that, you know, there's still some good things that are going on amongst the team, you know, and everything. And the players are really frustrated. It's not so frustrated about losing. They're frustrated because, you know, they work hard, they're playing hard, and they're just having a hard time getting it together. But my take on that is, like I tell them, well, you guys keep playing hard, practicing hard, you know, and things will come into play.
Yeah, you know, going into the year, Coach, we knew it was going to be difficult because, let's be honest, the Southern region is tougher than it has been in quite some time. I mean, the Legion baseball in itself, it's much improved this year over the past two. And you guys have a very young team.
Yes, you know, I have a young team, you know, and I appreciate these young guys coming out, you know, right out of Babe Ruth, 15, 16 years old. I think I may have one senior, one graduated senior, or maybe two. But, you know, my take on that is still, you know, not to discourage the kids or whatever, you know. By beholding, you become changed, you know. You're a young player. You need to look across the field and look at the players that are seasoned. Is what I mean by seasoned. You know, somebody's always going to have better talent based than you. I mean, look at them and learn from them. You know, be who you are, but, you know, add on to that. And I like to tell my guys, you know, look across the field. Look at your opponents. You know, see the areas where they're working hard in. And don't be discouraged you're losing. You know, just, you know, imitate that.
Yeah, you know, as far as the talent on your team goes, Coach, have you noticed a change or improvement in the short time frame that you guys have been together? Because it's been a little less than a month that you've had these kids. Have you noticed growth in that time frame?
Oh, yes, I really have. I've looked at Jackson the catcher, old Jackson. I see he's got a better arm throwing the ball down to first base. And I look at Shaden Christensen, another good little catcher. You know, I look at his defense of blocking the ball behind the plate. And one person that I'm really excited about is Zach Gibson. I mean, the kid is just so full of life, and he's bringing so much pleasure to his family and to the fans and to watch him play. And he kept telling me, Coach, let me pitch. I want to pitch, you know. So the other day I gave him an opportunity, and I was really glad and surprised of his performance. So I'm looking forward to watching him play some more ball, pitch some more ball. And Elijah Ellington, you know, we started out, you know, he was a little lazy and stuff like that. But I noticed the last few games, I mean, he's starting to get excited, you know. And I think the reason for that is they're starting to see some of these other players throughout our league in just a short time. And so I think they're getting enthused about it.
You got a group of kids that are from Pinnacle. Some didn't play baseball. Some are coming right out of the Babe Ruth League. So it's a kind of a wide variety of kids that don't necessarily have a whole lot of structure in competitive baseball, because you guys are going up against all-star high school teams. That's what you're going up against.
Oh, yes. And, you know, and to be honest with you, that's what I love about this. You know, letting these young guys have an opportunity to be who they are, and I'll repeat myself, to build on that, because they're playing 4 and 5 star players. And the only way you're going to get better, getting beat up and not quitting and learning from that. Like I got Joseph Jensen, a young kid, you know, hasn't played ball for years, but the kid is, and it's fun just to watch the changes that he's made, you know, not after playing for a few years. He's getting the bat on the ball. He's making good plays in the field. And it's neat to see kids like that, to have an opportunity to, you know, to play with this amongst the stars.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion baseball team. Coach, you guys will now travel on the road. You're going to take on Sevier. This is a team that beats Dixie, correct?
Yeah, we'll be playing Sevier, and they beat Dixie last night, I believe, 7-1. And so when the coach, Cooper, told me that, and I just hesitated a little bit, you know, and I said, well, you know, Tim, I said, well, that's good for you guys, you know, so we'll just come down to you guys. We'll just look to being competitive and having fun.
Is the goal right now for this team to get to the league tournament? Because 8 of the 9 teams will go to the league tournament. Is that the goal that you've set for this team?
That's the goal that I have set for our team. And like I was telling the other day, I said, look, guys, you know, there's 9 teams in our league. And I said, you know, I hope that we can be one of the 8, you know. So I still hang that over them. And they're still working hard for that. You know, and they see the teams Jordan, they see the teams that are in our league, and they know that, but I'm just proud of the fact that they haven't quit and they're not going to quit.
Following the contest tomorrow with Sevier, you guys will take a little break. A week later, you travel to Green River, Wyoming. That's traditionally a tournament that you guys have had a lot of success at.
Well, yeah, a wood bat tournament, yeah. We love going up there with Stubb Hatfield and the boys up there. You know, they have Jackson Hole, Evanston, Wyoming, Rock Springs, Cheyenne. And just what a great little time up there. You know, last year we struggled there a little bit, you know, but I like this because, you know, you span away maybe from a little doubleheader time, you know, and get the kids to rest in between games and everything and just sit back and watch them learn from these other players. And they got pretty good talent throughout Wyoming.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of talent. So between now and then, Coach, what are some of the things that you focus on in practice as far as getting better? Are there aspects that you've noticed, okay, maybe if we did this a little bit better, we wouldn't have been in a situation to give up 3 runs off of an error?
That's right. Excuse me. That's right, Jordan. We'll be working on that this next week. We'll have plenty of time to do that. We need to work on our hitting, you know, hitting the ball out front of the plate, attacking the ball, and quit stepping out of the box. Quit stepping toward third base. Start stepping in toward the pitcher. You know, I see a lot of these things with the kids that are going on. I wish they'd got a lot of this stuff when they were younger, but unfortunately they didn't. So it's now time to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and just build on that. It's hard to change old habits, but it can be done.
How much of that stepping out of the box, stepping towards third, how much of that is intimidation from seeing pitching that they're not accustomed to seeing?
Well, it's detrimental because, you know, you're coaching, you coach kids to throw low outside, low inside. You know, you teach them that sequence like that. And if you're stepping out of the box, you're not going to hit that outside corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just about impossible.
Again, Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion baseball team joining us right now. Coach, it has been, again, kind of a bag of mixed nuts for you guys out of the gate so far. But hopefully you guys can turn it around tomorrow when you take on Sevier.
Well, we're gonna do the best we can, you know. And first thing we got to do, we just can't go in there discouraged. You know, we got to go in like, you know, this is our first game, and that's what my attitude will be towards going into the mall, you know, letting the kids, you know, whiskey on the bridge, you know, forget about that. But don't forget about the fact that you need to learn from your mistakes. I mean, that's a plus. You know, you got to leave the past behind, but you don't want to leave your past mistakes behind because you got to have that future-wise. And there's another thing I'd like to really emphasize. I got Remington Mott and Loon Boomer that are academic. I mean, these kids are really, really stars, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, we won't have these two guys because, you know, they're qualifying for some state academic awards or whatever, and I just appreciate that. You know, good luck to those guys, you know, and I can't stress that enough, you know. Outside of ball, you know, guys, you know, stay in school, get your degree, and, you know, life can be much more sweeter.
Coach, I always look forward to talking with you. I thank you for the kind words. Thank you for taking the time to come on down here. And best of luck as you guys take on Sevier.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Jordan.
All right, we're going to break for just a moment. We do have plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We'll move over to the national scene right after this.